On this week's issue of the Beer Coasters podcast, we taste and talk about Samuel Adams' Rustic Saison, Casco Bay's Summer Ale, and Firestone Walker's Solus.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Let's crack it.
Oh my goodness, this is the best beer I've ever tasted.
Less beer is not what I wanted to hear. Beer in one hand, smartphone in the other, you're never drinking alone.
The hops are off the charts.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, since the fermentation conversation. Yeah. Thank you, Boston.
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm Mike. I'm your host this week. Joining me this week is...
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada. And where are you from, Mike?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
Coast to coast.
So for this week, as you heard, you know what beers we're drinking, but this is our summer beer with beeries.
Summer beeries.
Beeries. Yeah.
Sounds like a beer laxative.
Yeah. So yeah, we got some summer beers to try, and I'm ready to get right into them.
Let's do it.
How about you?
I'm ready.
All right.
What are we drinking here?
So for our fermentation conversation here, we are going to drink Samuel Adams Rustic Saison.
Saison.
That's right. Some of you probably don't even know that this is available yet. This is from the Boston Beer Company. The website is www.samueladams.com. They are out of Boston, Massachusetts, but they also have breweries in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I think Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Tumwater, Washington, Rochester, New York, and La Crosse, Wisconsin.
And Breinigsville, Pennsylvania.
Wow. So there, even more places you can get Sam Adams being brewed. The ABV on this beer is a 4.35%.
Ooh.
I could not find the IBUs. Rate Beer rates this 47 out of 100, and Beer Advocate users rate this a B-, and the Ahlstrom Brothers also a B-. Let's crack it.
Don't mind if I do.
So, yes, this is a Saison. This comes in their summer mix pack, along with a few others, which we will be trying in upcoming weeks.
Yeah, it's one of two new styles that they have this year in their summer pack.
Yeah. On the pour.
Very clear.
Very yellow.
Yeah, very yellow. I got about a half finger of white head.
Super clear. Yeah, me too. I got about a pinky finger worth of head. Pretty good retention, though. It's kind of pretty thick.
Yeah,
head.
Sticking around. So some decent carbonation in there. A few bubbles. Mm. What you got on that nose there, Mike?
Getting a little bit of that Belgian yeastiness.
Yeah, there's
like
that
a little bit of
sticky,
citrus and some breadiness.
A little bit of that bubble gum, some of that like sticky.
Yeah, a little bubble gummy. Almost like a,
it's like
a lemony bubble gum.
Yeah, and there's that spice too. Like the yeah, clove.
Yeah, all those scents that come along with that that Belgian yeast. You ready to take a sip?
I'm ready.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's very grainy. It's
yeah,
it's got a citrusy taste, but it's very grainy. It's almost, you know, similar to like a fat tire, but not as heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it is,
it's got that kind of
crisp,
same kind of graininess, that same kind of,
yeah,
like a cereal grain or something.
Mm-hmm. like hits you in the back sides of the tongue, a little bit of thickness, but I don't know about you, but mine's pretty cold, and I actually like it like this because I had this before, and this actually tastes better now than it did before. So I don't know if it's just that it's a little bit colder than normal, but I kind of like it this way.
It's fairly crisp. There is kind of a little bit of an aftertaste that kind of sits on the tongue.
You know what that is? It doesn't say anything about grains of paradise, does it? Because
that's actually kind of what it reminds me of. Yeah, it's for like that, what used to be in the summer ale,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's the new like Sam Adams thing. It seems like that they do a lot with their beers now, is they throw that grains of paradise or something in there that gives it that weird kind of spicy citrusiness.
Yeah. This isn't, I wouldn't say by any means this is kind of your average Saison, because there's something that's not very farmhouse about it.
Well, it seems like that real Belgian-iness is more in the aroma than it is in the flavor. It seems like it's really mellow, like almost like they purposefully tried to lay it back a little bit because for a lot of
just
people,
to give more drinkability.
Right. And I think for a lot of people, you know, that typical Sam Adams drinker, actually, no, I might have to take that back, because it seems like a lot of the people that I talk to now that are venturing into craft beer, they all seem to be fans of Sam Adams and a lot of the stuff that Sam Adams puts out, you know, like the Scotch Ale and stuff like that. But it does seem like that, like they mellowed out that, I don't know how you could, but it's almost like a milder Belgian yeast strain.
Yeah, it is. It does seem kind of dialed back a bit. Hmm. Would you,
not bad.
Would you pair this with anything?
I want to stay on the lighter side. But it's like a grilled chicken or even some fried chicken, I think would be good.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe something creamy might be interesting with this. Like if you go with like a chicken Alfredo pasta.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too garlicky or whatever. I think the creaminess of the Alfredo sauce might do this some justice.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, that's if you get a chance, pick it up. It's only right now, it's only in the summer mix pack for Sam Adams. It's the Rustic Saison.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics. Hey. Right, Mike? Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes. What is our Hop Topic this week?
Hop Topics this week, we are talking about the best beers for summer 2011.
Wow, what a coincidence on our summer beer show.
I know, isn't that cool?
Summer breeze!
So, this story, this little article, this comes from homeandgardenideas.com.
Because we're always perusing Home and Garden Ideas, you know.
Yes.
And off, you know, when we're not drinking beer, we're in the garden.
So, they listed about, what, 6 different beers... Starting with, this is in no, like, in any particular order.
Yeah, no particular order here. Yeah.
They're just saying, good summer beer, light, refreshing, hints of fruit mixed in.
There's a few. Quite a few we've done on the show, I think.
Yeah.
Which, let's talk about it.
The first one that they mention is the Wacko from Magic Hat.
Yeah, this is the one that they use, actually. Yeah, I think I did, but they use a beet sugar to make that beer. Yeah.
Next up is the Victory Sunrise Weiss beer.
I think I've done that as well.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
And then they followed that up with Goose Island's Summertime Ale. It's a Kolsch style beer. Which we are going to try and convince Chris to pick up a bottle of this for our Kolsch show.
Yes. Ooh, we just
hear that,
gave
Chris?
A hint.
Yeah.
Just gave a hint to our future, one of our future shows.
Yeah.
It's almost like having your own secret decoder ring. The last few, let's see, we have Sierra Nevada, their Summerfest.
Oh, I think we did that on the show. I think our summer beer show was that, right? Summerfest.
Or did we do that as a fermentation? Yeah, possibly.
I think that was our fermentation.
Brooklyn Brewery, they have a summer ale as well.
Cool.
And Geary's, which I've done their summer beer before. They're out of Portland, Maine. And that is a Kolsch style as well. So yeah, there's just a few choices for summer beers. Of course, the ones we're drinking this week are... well, we'll see if they're good choices. We'll find out at the end of the show.
Yes.
But
best yeah, we'll and worst. Remember that.
That's right. That's how we roll here. We'll have this up on the site, so you'll be able to check it out in the Hop Topics section, and be able to read the whole article.
Yes.
And you'll be able to peruse all different home and garden ideas if you wish.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
This is Toby out west in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am trying the Firestone Walker Solace, which is craftily unfiltered.
Ooh, craftily.
Yeah. So it's actually...
That's a beer coaster word.
I'm cheating a little bit.
This week... It's not specifically a summer. It's both a spring and summer release from Firestone Walker. So while when it starts to warm up, the weather starts to warm up and you're outside enjoying those hoptivities.
Yeah, there's lots of hoptivities to partake in.
You can have yourself a solace, you know, from the spring through the summer. So there you go. Information on this beer. This is Firestone Walker Brewing. They're out of Paso Robles, California. They've been brewing since 1996. The style, they call it a wheat beer fusion.
Whoa.
I think somebody
so
else.
New age.
I think somebody like Beer Advocate or one of those called it a Belgian wheat or something like that. I don't know. You can find more information at firestonebeer.com. This comes in at 6.0%. The hops used are Yakima Valley Willamette, Yakima Valley Willamette, French Stissel Spalt, which I've never heard of.
What did you say?
French Stissel Spalt hops.
Stissel Spalt?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Stissel Spalt.
The malts are North American two-row malted barley, North American white wheat malt, toasted wheat, Munich malt, acidulated malt, German Weyermann Kara wheat, and German Weyermann Kara foam. And it is selectively fermented in the Firestone Union Oak Barrel Brewing System. Ratebeer gave this a 74 out of 100, with a B from the Beer Advocate users and an A- from the Ulster Brothers. Cracking that.
Not too shabby.
Definitely unfiltered. Yes, it pours out cloudy. It almost looks like a lemonade. You know, like it's very pale yellow. Yeah, very cloudy. I got about a half finger of white head. I'm using a Wizen glass. Yeah, it's, you know, it gets darker towards the top. It's more orangish towards the top, and then it fades into like a pale yellow. On the nose, there's a little bit of honey, some lemoniness. There's even like it's very sweet on the nose. It's a little bit of a grainy malt. Yeah, let me take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa, interesting. This tastes like a sandwich.
What?
It's weird. There's this, like...
This beer tastes like a sandwich.
Like white bread.
Mayonnaise, mustard.
It's very creamy.
Lettuce, tomato.
Like, it seriously tastes like there's this... It's this really, like, thick, like, Wonder Bread. And then there's... Yeah, it's very thick and chewy. That honey is there. This is very interesting.
I'll say.
It
tastes like a sandwich.
Well, there's
I'm
my food
interested.
Pairing.
What the hell?
There's my food pairing. Take this on a picnic and have it with like some ham sandwiches. Yeah, I mean, it's It's very strange, but it's good. Like, it's tasty. It's not too sweet. It's not too thick. I mean, it is pretty thick and chewy, but yeah, I get a little bit of the honey. There's a little bit of like a kind of like a grassiness. Yeah, I'm gonna pair this with a ham sandwich and some grapes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's the Solace spring summer release from Firestone Walker.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Time for my tasting flight.
All right.
So, for my tasting flight this week, I am trying Casco Bay's Summer Ale. This beer is from Casco Bay Brewing out of Portland, Maine. Now, you'd think their website was CascoBayBrewing.com, and I actually suggest some of the listeners, if they're listening to the show and they're on the computer, to check out CascoBayBrewing.com and see what you come up with. I want to see maybe if I made a typo or something, but I had a tough time reading what was on that site. But if you want to check out what the Casco Bay beers available, you can go to www.mainbrewersguild.org, and then you could do /Casco, and they have all their beers available there. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I've done Casco Bay way back when we did the Red Show, I think, in like season one. I don't know if I mentioned it then, but in 2008, Shipyard Brewing Company bought Casco Bay Brewing. So now they're brewed and bottled at the Shipyard facility in Portland. So anyway,
all part of the Maine Brewers Guild.
Yeah. So the ABV on this beer was not available. The IBUs on this beer were not available. The ingredients were not available. Nothing was available.
What does the bottle
except
say?
I got a few ratings. At the bottle, nothing.
There's no
nothing
ABV on there?
No ABV.
That's crazy. I thought that was law.
That's what I thought. So Rate Beer rates a 64 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users rate this a B. And the Allstrom Brothers a B+. I'm going to crack it.
Oh, the Allstrom Brothers tried this one.
Yeah, how about that? All right. Oh, and by the way, this... the little information that I did get, this is actually an American blonde, or classified as an American blonde. Maybe that explains why it doesn't have any information.
Oh! Bazinga!
So, it is yellow. Not as light as the Saison. It's not quite that yellow. There's a golden hue to it. A little bit ahead. Dissipating pretty quickly, a little less than a pinky. Ooh, on the nose, very caramely, like a caramely citrus maltiness. It smells like it's going to be thick, like it has a very rich nose to it. A very interesting caramel right in the beginning. There's something else in there too that I can't quite figure out. I want to say it's almost buttery, almost like a toffee. Instead of maybe a caramel, maybe it's more toffee-ish.
Butter.
Like butter.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Almost has a caramel maltiness, but there's a lot of citrus over to it. It has the maltiness kind of like a red ale or an ESB. It's got that nice kind of maltiness on the tongue. It almost kind of coats the tongue. It has kind of a honey.
Well,
a honeyness to
it. If this is a Shipyard, then you should be looking at some traditional.
Yeah, the English styles.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, and that's funny because it says American blonde, but it reminds me more of like an English style
English blonde
ale. Yeah, an English blonde. Yeah.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. It's like an American blonde trying to be an English blonde.
Trying to be English. With a fairly decent accent, by the way. Yeah, it's very kind of consistent with those same few flavors. There's a tiny bit of fruitiness, but I think it's just kind of that combination of the citrus and the caramel kind of flavor. It kind of finishes dry, but slightly. Like, there's just a bit of bitterness at the end, not much. If I were going to pair this with something, I think a grilled fish would be nice with this. Like a grilled white fish. Nothing too, you know, not too spicy. You know, fairly mild with some grilled vegetables. Be pretty good with this. Or even like sautéed vegetables, maybe with like a butter sauce, like a light butter or something.
Nice.
It's interesting. I was not expecting this. I was actually disappointed. I had to buy a whole six pack because I couldn't break them up. But now I'm not so disappointed. So anyway, if you get a chance, check it out. This is Casco Bay's Summer Ale.
The tech boy TCB says,
"Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they are sexy."
Ratings. What you got, Toby?
Okay.
That's it. You're up.
Sam Adams Rustic Saison. I like Saison.
Sounds French. Okay, I guess the Belgian be French, huh? Yeah. Now it makes sense.
There's some Belgians have a French, you know, whatever, influence.
They have a French whatever?
I like it. It's not what I would want out of a saison, so I think I'm gonna go 3 pints. I mean, it's good.
How much? I'm sorry, you got cut off there. How many?
Three.
Okay.
I would say, you know, don't if you're, you know, venturing into the craft beer world and you are a fan of Sam Adams and you see this on the shelf, I say yes, pick up the 12 pack. I mean, you're gonna get some good beers out of it. And I think that because that it's a little laid back from your typical saison, I think that a lot of people will enjoy it. But to me personally, I'm not. It's not my what I look for in saison. I want more, you know what I mean? I want more of that Belgian yeast and everything. But it has a good drinkability, and it's got, you know, good, nice crispness and all that. So, 3 pints. I'm down. For the Firestone Walker Solace, I hope my review didn't freak anybody out, because I actually enjoyed it. And I'm actually relieved that I did get it.
Who didn't like a liquid sandwich?
Yeah, seriously. I'm not disappointed that I got a six pack of it, because I will enjoy the rest of it, and it's good. I mean, it's different. It's not your typical wheat beer. There is a little funkiness to it, but it's still good. I like it, so I'm gonna go 3.5.
For me, for the Sam Adams Rustic Saison. Right along the same lines as Toby, it was drinkable, it was nice, but it's not what I look for in the saison or the farmhouse ale as well.
But it's a good, would you say it's a good gateway saison?
Yeah, I think it's a good start, but just, you know, there's definitely other saisons, in my opinion, that rank quite a bit higher. I'm giving this just a slightly lower rating. I'm giving it a 2.5. There's something about it when it starts to warm up that's not
Yeah.
That's not as palatable for me. And it maybe should be slightly crisper, even when it warms up a little bit. And I felt like it kind of lost that. Anyway, so that's my rating.
Oh, Mike, you're getting pretty, you're getting a little more critical in season 3. Jeez.
Bat down the hatches. For Casco Bay, their summer ale, very pleasantly surprised. I really like the maltiness. I was trying to figure it out before last call, and it actually reminds me of maybe like an East Coast version of an Anderson Valley beer. It's got that buttery maltiness that not any other beer has, I guess, now, until now that I'm actually tasting it here. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the summer solstice. Not quite, but there's some similarities for me in this beer. I really like this one. I'm going to give it a 4.
Wow.
I think it's a. Like I said, I'm glad I got a 6-pack of it because I'll be enjoying 5 more of these. So if you guys get a chance, I would definitely recommend picking up a 6-pack and let me know what you think.
Cool.
Yeah. Just a few things that we like to tell you guys at the end of the show. You can follow us on Twitter. We're Beer Coasters Pod. Facebook, and we're all over Untappd as well. You could subscribe to us in iTunes and also on podcast.com.
And don't forget to, if you haven't already, stop by the website, beercoasterspodcast.com. You can click on the backwash section. You can leave us some backwash, or you can just go directly through your email, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash by calling 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C. And while you're there at the website, you can also click on our shop link and buy some swag.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff to do on their website, so check it out. And all kinds of fun things to do. Check it out. Don't forget to tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening. We really, really appreciate it.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And coming up this Friday, June 3rd at Aces and Ales, they're doing $4 Deschutes and Meet the Brewers. That's right, 5 p.m. Friday, June 3rd, they'll have Ben Kays and John Abraham, as well as Scott Wilkie, the marketing manager from Deschutes Brew, be in the house. That's right, Friday, June 3rd, 5 p.m., $4 Deschutes beers. They're going to have Hop of the Dark on tap, Hop Henge, the Twilight Ale, as well as the Black Butte Porter. That's right, Aces and Ales, Friday, June 3rd, 5 p.m. Be there. Awesome. Support your local brewery, brew pub, beer bar, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh, baby.
That's right. And don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb. Just a little reminder to all you listeners out there, this is your podcast. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
I want to give a shout out to Beer Coaster Chris.
Nice.
See you next week, buddy.
He's somewhere on the road somewhere. Hopefully he's picking up new beers and talking to people.
We didn't say he's out of town this week, so that's why he's not here.
Yeah. So he'll be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to give a shout out to Casco Bay Brewing. Check them out. It is the... Oh, I'm going to miss it.
Hurry, I'm running out of time.
Oh no. Wait. It is mainbrewersguild.org/Casco. Check them out.
Firestone Walker. Woo!
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, yeah.
ding ding.
This tastes like a sandwich. Sounds like a beer laxative.